My name is Turkish. Funny name for an Englishman, I know. My parents-to-be were on the same plane when it crashed. That's how they met. They named me after the name of the plane. Not many people are named after a plane crash. That's Tommy. He tells people he was named after a gun. But I know he was really named after a famous 19th century ballet dancer. Known him for as long as I can remember. He's my partner. It doesn't mean we hold hands or take windy walks. What it really means is I try to keep him out of as much trouble as he inflicts on me. I give him a hard time, keeps him in check. But really, he's like my brother. What do I know about diamonds? I'm a boxing promoter. I was a happy boxing promoter until a week ago. And then, what do I know about diamonds? Don't they come from Antwerp?
Jaime, would you listen to this?
Do we have a choice,
A lot of it wasn't meant to be taken literally. It's a nice story, Adam and Eve. It's bound with rubber fiber. For asking a grown man to believe it, attractive.
What is it? Well, what is it?
That is what I should do. Drop my pants.
Okay, go through.
It's a nice story.
Mood. It's just that.
Just a story. Hector Le Prelision is best on a mistranslation.
Oi, enough already. Reuben, will you say something?
Listen to this. Are you busy? I'll tell you the whole story. The Septuagint scholars mistranslated the Hebrew word for young woman into the Greek word for virgin. It was an easy mistake to make, because there was only a subtle difference in the spelling. So they came up with the prophecy, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. You understand this? It was the virgin that caught people's attention. It's not every day a virgin conceives and bears a son. I'm saying, just as it's written, doesn't make it so. Gives them hope. It's not really important whether it's fact or fiction. People like to believe.
I don't want to hear anymore. Anyway, this is the first thing.
Mike.
Hello?
Mike.
Hold on.
Is that?
What is it?
Ruby! Rose! Let them in, please!
Hey, let
them through. Michael. Smutty, you have kept us waiting for half an hour. Are you trying to give me heartburn? Smutty.
Smutty.
Where's the stone?
Okay.
Where is the stone?
Oh, no.
Where is the stone?
Oh. Michael, where is the stone?
When does your plane leave?
20 minutes.
Give me your gun. When you get to London, if you want the gun, call this number.
Boris.
Boris. He can get you anything you need.
See you later, Trudeau.
It's an unlicensed boxing match, Tom. Not a tickling competition. These lads are out to hurt each other. What's happening with those sausages, Charlie?
Dominique Sturgis.
Look at it. How am I supposed to run this thing from that? We're going to need a proper office. I want a new one, Tommy. You're going to buy it for me.
Why me?
Well, you know about caravans.
How's that?
You spent a summer in one. Which means you know more than me. And I don't want to have my pants pulled down over the price.
What's wrong with this one?
Oh, nothing, Tommy. It's tip top. It's just I'm not sure about the colour. Yeah, it's all arranged. You just got to pick it up. There's an address.
It's a campsite.
You've got 10 grand, and it'd be nice to see change. What's happening with them sausages, Charlie?
5 minutes, Sturgis.
It was 2 minutes, 5 minutes ago.
Well, ain't parties, are they? Oh, fucking ain't parties.
You're sensitive, aren't you, Tommy? Fuck me, old Tom. What's that?
It's me belt, Turkish.
Oh, Tommy, there's a gun in your trousers. What is a gun doing in your trousers?
It's for protection.
Protection from what? The Germans? What's to stop you blowing your bollocks off every time you sit down? Where did you get it?
Boris the Blade.
You mean Boris the sneaky fucking Russian? Heavy, ain't it?
Heavy's good. Heavy's reliable. If it doesn't work, you can always hit him with it.
Boris the Blade. Or Boris the Bullet Dodger. It's bent as the Soviet sickle and as hard as the hammer that crosses it. Apparently, it's just impossible to kill the bastard. Back to my partner, Tommy. Tommy runs the other business. The slot machines. Which keeps the rain off our heads and the gloves on Gorgeous's hands. However, Tommy's a little preoccupied with protection at present.
All right, I'll take it.
There's a reason for Tommy's newfound enthusiasm for firearms. Sooner or later, in the unlicensed boxing world, you're going to have to deal with that reason. Brit, Tom.
If that's not worth a bet, I don't know what is. He doesn't look bad, does he?
Oh, no, Mr. Parkwood, he looks great. He'll do you proud, Governor.
You reckon that's what people should do for me, do you, Gary? Do me proud?
That's what you deserve, Mr. Parkwood.
Pull your tongue out of my arsehole, Gary. Dogs do that. You're not a dog, are you, Gary?
No, I'm not.
However, you do have all the characteristics of a dog, Gary. All except loyalty.
It's rumoured that Brittop's favourite means of dispatch involves a stun gun, a plastic bag, a roll of tape, and a pack of hungry pigs.
You're a ruthless little cunt, Liam, I'll give you that. But I've got no time for grasses. Feed them to the pigs, Harold. What the fuck are you two looking at?
You've got to deal with it. Just got to make sure you don't end up owing him. Because then you're in his debt, which means you're in his pocket. And once you're in there, you ain't ever coming out.
Well, here is a good fighter, so I'm going to use him. I'll be doing you a favour, boy.
What he means is, I'm doing him a favour. Because everybody knows, nobody takes a dive in my fights. Unlike his.
Here, Errol, I don't think he likes me. You don't like me, do you, boy?
I don't know what you mean. But I do know I can't wait to get out of here. Fuck me, it stinks.
I like my fights to finish prompt so we can get the punters out before the authorities find out. Now play your cards right and I'll sort you out.
You can sort me out by showing me, huh? It's hard enough to make a living in the boxing world. So every now and then you've got to do something that might not agree with your principles. Basically, you have to forget you've got any.
And I like this year, pigs.
Who the fuck's talking to you, boy?
Oh, yeah, Tommy. Whittop loves Tommy.
Now, don't let me down. You don't want to let me down, do you, boy?
See you ringside.
Morris. Frankie fucking Four Fingers has a diamond the size of a fist. I have told you it's in the briefcase connected to his arm. I sent him to you to buy a gun. What more do you want me to do? Hit him for you? But don't you hit him either. Americans can't know it was Russian. It will come back to me.
Я посмотрю, что можно сделать.
Boris, you're my brother. So think like my brother. Get somebody else to steal that fucking stone. I just don't want it getting back to me. And don't you have him killed, Boris. It will raise suspicion. So don't use idiots for the job. He's gonna stay in London only for a couple of days before he goes to New York. So move quick, okay?
Да, я понимаю.
One more thing. It might help. He loves to gamble.
86 carats.
Brilliant cut, beautiful mesh.
Clean, no fluorescence, a beautiful stone.
You're a good boy, Frankie. A good boy, and you did a real good job. Now, when do you get back?
I gotta move the Mellis and the two Grainers here and get a better price. A couple of this.
Talk to my cousin Dougie.
Doug the Head?
Yeah, Doug the Head.
And Frankie?
And what?
Stay out of those casinos. You did a good job, Booby.
Don't go screwing it up, all right?
I hear you, Abby.
I'll see you, Abby.
86 carats.
Where?
London.
London?
London.
London?
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, merry fucking Poppins, London.
Oh, Paul, you're lying for me.
That's Doug the Head. Everybody knows Doug the Head. If it's stones and it's stolen, Doug's the man to speak to. Pretends he's Jewish. Wishes he was Jewish. Even tells his family they're Jewish. But he's about as Jewish as he is a fucking monkey. He thinks he's good for business. And in the diamond business.
Yo.
Doug the Head?
It is good for business.
Abby!
He'll be there today. Take care of him, will you?
Abby, you know I won't buy Strumps. He isn't selling Strumps.
He's small, make it smaller.
What do you take me for? This is England.
We play by the rules.
Listen to me. If the stones are kosher, then I'll buy on my way. Hey, will you excuse me? It's my lunchtime. Bye.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing here?
It's a free country, isn't it?
Well, it ain't a free show, is it? So fuck off. I want to see you two girls up in my office. I just had Cousin Abby on the phone. You know you've got to go out and see him.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
He's a big mucker in New York.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
I want to see you two girls up in my office.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
The weight is a sign of reliability. I always go for reliability.
Well, I'll take it. How much do you want for it?
Nothing.
Okay. So what do you want for it?
I want you to do something for me. There is a fight in a couple of days.
What kind of a fight?
Unlicensed boxing.
Uh-huh.
There is a bookies I know that will take bets. If you place one down for me, we will call it quits.
Why don't you put it down yourself?
Well, there is not too many bookies that takes those kind of bets. and I already have an outstanding debt with the house. I know something most don't.
So new. What do you know?
It's a campsite. A pagan campsite.
10 points.
What are we doing here?
We're buying a caravan.
Off a pack of fucking pikies. What's wrong with you? This will get messy.
No, not if you're here.
Oh, you bastard. I fucking hate pikies.
That's a flash car, master.
Not as flash as your bike, though, is it?
Who are you looking for?
Mr. O'Neill.
Tell me to go and get him.
That's a good lad.
Piss off.
Are you going to go and get him for me?
Yeah.
And what are you waiting for?
The 5 quid you're going to pay me?
Oh, fuck off. I'll find him myself.
250.
You can have a quid.
Oh, you're a real free fucker, aren't you?
Now, there is a problem with pikers or gypsies.
What are you doing, partner? Get us away back.
I can't really understand much of what is being said.
You tell me. Come back to Cadron.
Mr. O'Neill.
Fuck, man. Tell me, Mickey.
It's not Irish. It's not English.
How are you? Fair, what is my kindness for the horses, you know?
It's just, well, it's just piking.
Fuck me. Just look at the size of him. How big are you? Hey, kids. How big is he?
He's a big man, that's for sure.
Hey, man. Come and look at the size of this fella. Bet your back's a little. Conscious work. You look like a bachelor.
Get out of the way, Mickey.
See if the fella's like a drink.
No, I could murder one.
If you know more than done around here, I don't mind telling you.
Get your hands out of there, you silly little joy. Cup of tea for the big fella. Come on.
Don't be silly, Mickey.
Offer the man a proper drink, right?
You little fucker.
Is the big fella not coming with us?
No, he's minding the car.
What do you think we are? Thieves?
I know nothing like that, Miss O'Neill. He just likes looking after cars.
Get dags. Do you like dags?
Dags.
What?
Yeah, dags. Dags?
Dags. Do you like dags?
Oh, dogs. Sure. I like dags. I like caravans more.
You're very welcome.
Now, pikers are well known for their skills in negotiation and business. It's part of the reason they talk like they do. So you can't follow what's being said. But if Tommy can get the caravan for less than the price asked, on his return, there'll be an ice cream waiting.
Good dog. Good farmer. What about you, Jake? Get a little homesick for a while. Better get over it. See you later, lad. See you, boss.
All right, Mickey. Later. Oh. I see what all the fuss is about. That ain't bad, fellas.
Dear, what's your bad? How you say? Hey, look. I've helped as much as I'm going to help. You still got a car. I suggest you use it for you're not welcome anymore.
I think we can.
You should fuck out now, but you still got the legs to carry you.
Nobody.
Nobody brings a fella the size of you unless they're trying to say something they're talking, right, bye?
Sorry, Mickey. Just give us our money back and you can keep your caravan.
Why the fuck do I want a caravan? It's got no fucking wheels.
Come on, you got
Go on! Have you fight, Mickey? Come on, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
So that's the kind of fight it's going to be.
You want to stay down?
I'm coming down!
You want to stay down?
Get back down and fucking stay down. I promise you, you want to stay down.
Ellie, kick for a half of it. You know that?
Jesus Christ.
Okay,
get back down, or you will not be coming up next time. Oh, bollocks, tears. This is sick. I'm out of here.
Can I go on anyway, you tick one?
He said till the job's done.
Golden brown, texture like sun. Blaze me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown.
Turns out that the sweet-talking, tattoo-sporting Piker was a gypsy bare-knuckle boxing champion, which makes him harder than a coffin nail. Right now, that's the last thing on Tommy's mind. Gorgeous doesn't wake up in the next few minutes. Tommy knows he'll be buried with him. What would the gypsies want to go to the trouble of explaining why a man died in their campsite? Not when they can bury the pair of them and just move camp. It's not like they've got social security numbers, is it? Tommy, that's it. He's praying. And if he isn't, he fucking should be. Easy.
No, it's a moissanite.
A what a night?
A moissanite is an artificial diamond, Lincoln. It's Mickey Mouse, mate. Spurious. Not genuine. And it's worth... fuck all.
Bad boy, I keep telling you. Stick to being a gang star. Leave this game to me and Sol.
Laters.
What is that, Vince?
This is a dog, so
you are not bringing that thing in here.
What's your problem? It's only a fucking dog.
Where did you get it?
The Gypos. Here. They threw it in with a load of moody gold. You know Gypos, so they're always throwing dogs in with deals.
Well, it better not be dangerous. And what do you think you're doing now?
Well, I want to get used to the shop, don't I?
Oi, stop the dog! Right, Boris. Don't worry about the dog.
I'm not.
What can I do for you, Boris?
I have a job for you.
I already have a job.
$50,000 for half a day's work.
Go on.
I want you to hold up a bookies.
From Russia with love, eh?
I have scars to sell. Fat to chew, many different men to see about many different ducks. So if I am not rushing you...
Slow down, Frankie, my son. When in Rome.
I am not in Rome, Doc. I am in a rush. I got to make the bookies.
Bookies? What are you betting on?
Bomba Harris? Oh.
The unlicensed boxer, eh? Do you know something that I don't?
Booby, I probably know a lot you don't.
Bad to the bunk. Thanks to Tyrone. Full sign. Tyrone's going to be driving for us. He's done a rally driving course. Thanks to Tyrone. Sire.
I don't want that dog dribbling on my seat.
Your seat? Tyrone, this is a stolen car, mate.
While I'm at the wheel, it's my car. So stop that dog dribbling on my seats. All right?
I can't believe you found it. Where'd it go?
It went straight back to the Gibbos.
Shut up. And how could it find me?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a dog, so. Ask him. It's like he's a fucking homing beacon or something. Oh, steady on the brakes. Fuck me, I thought you said he could drive, Sol.
Listen, don't worry about me. Just worry about that dog on my seat. All right?
Hey,
Oi. What? I thought you said he was a getaway driver. What the fuck can he get away from, eh?
Don't worry about Tyrone. He can move when he has to. Just worry about getting us a gun, yeah?
Yeah?
What's that?
This is a shotgun, son.
It's a fucking anti-aircraft gun, Vincent.
Yeah, well, I want to raise some pulses, don't I?
You'll raise hell. Never mind pulses.
Not look like a bookies.
What are we stopped here for? What's the matter with that space over there?
It's too tight.
Too tight? You could land a jumbo fucking jet in there.
Wait, leave him alone. He's a natural. Entry Tyrone.
I'm sorry.
A natural fucking idiot. Tara, what have you done?
Yeah, Tara, what have you done?
Look, you hassle me, you see what happens.
Oh, it's all right.
Now, don't move it now, otherwise people will see the damage. What'd you do that for?
I didn't see it there.
It's a 4-ton truck, Tyrone. It's not so it's a packet of fucking peanuts, is it?
It was at a funny angle.
It's behind you, Tyrone. Whenever you reverse, things come from behind you.
Control that dog, well. Get that dog.
Get the dog off of you. Give it that squeaky toy. You shut up last time.
Oh, don't snatch.
Can't swallow a whole ball.
What the fuck? Did you put Gorgeous George to a bare-knuckle boxing match 2 days before he had to fight the bomber? He was half his size. I didn't expect him to get hurt.
You put the man into a bare-knuckle boxing match. What the fuck did you expect? A grease down and a shiatsu?
You took the jam out of your donut.
You took the fucking jam out of my donut, Tommy. You did.
You should get a good deal.
I fail to recognise the correlation between losing 10 grand, hospitalising Gorgeous, and a good deal. How are we going to explain this to Bricktop? That his fight isn't going to happen.
We replace the fighter.
Oh, and hope he doesn't notice. And who the fuck are we going to replace him with?
Well, what about John the Gun? Or Madfish, Willie?
Not exactly Mr. Current Affairs, are you, Tommy? Madfish went mad. And the gun shot himself. Jesus.
What?
She's the fucking piker.
What you gonna pay us?
10k.
Ah, me ballocks. Who's the one out running for the boss? Hey! Get out for a caravan.
A what?
Caravan. Top of the range in Arlac.
It was us that wanted a caravan. Anyway, what's wrong with this one?
It's not for me. It's for me, man.
You what?
It's not.
Bricktop runs an illegal bookies. They take bets on anything that involves blood and pain. Now I'm changing fighters, and Bricktop's going to exploit the situation. I'm going to pull my pants down, grease me up, and aim for penetration. And if I didn't have the replacement piker, he'd want to split me in half. can churn the paint off walls, these fellas.
Look me now, you dirty fucker, won't you? Chipped himself when you put him in a ring. Poke you with a stick, you watch his bollocks grow. Do you like a dog fight, Turbish?
We've lost Gorgeous George.
You're going to have to repeat that.
We've lost Gorgeous George.
Well, where'd you lose him? He ain't a set of fucking car keys, is he? And it's not as if he's inconfucking-spicuous now, is it?
Not backing out.
You bet your bollocks to a barn dance you're not backing out.
We're changing the fire.
Oh, fuck me, your lady friend got a voice. And who might you be changing him to, sweetheart?
You won't know him, but he's Mustard.
Mustard? I don't care if he's Muhammad, Imad, Bruce Lee. You can't change fighters.
Look, you still got your fight?
No, I lose all bets at the bookies. You can't change fighters at the last minute. So no, I don't have my fight, do I, you fucking prat?
You can take bets at the fight.
Put a lead on her, Turkish, before she gets bitten. And you don't want to get bitten now, do you, sweetheart?
Make sure your man goes down in the fourth. You understand me now, don't you, Turkish?
This is the one place I didn't want to be. In his debt. Which now means I'm in his pocket.
You're on thin fucking ice, my pedigree chums. And I shall be under it when it breaks. Now fuck off.
Doug, where's Frankie Fourfingers?
I don't know, Abby. I'm not his mother. But I'm seeing him later.
When later?
Well, he said he wanted cash. So he's coming back after he's been to a fight.
A fight? What do you mean? What do you mean a fight? A boxing match? Is there gambling involved?
It's a boxing match, Abby. A boxing match.
Did he have a case with him?
Yes, he had a case.
And this schmuck is gambling? You're talking about Frankie. I've got a problem with gambling fucking Fourfingers, Doug.
Abby, I'm not telepathic.
Well, you're plenty fucking stupid, I'll give you that. Do you have any idea why they call him Frankie Fourfingers, Doug?
No idea.
Well, because he makes stupid bets with dangerous people. And when he doesn't pay up, they give him the chop, Doug. And I'm not talking about his fucking foreskin either.
Abby, I'm sure he can pay.
Well, not with my goods, he isn't. You got a toothbrush? We're going to London. Do you hear that, Doug? I'm coming to London.
Abby!
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck. I don't like leaving my own country, Doug, and I especially don't like leaving it for anything less than warm, sandy beaches and cocktails with little straw hats.
Well, we've got sandy beaches.
So who the fuck wants to see him? I hope that you can appreciate the concern I have for my friend Frankie. I'm going to find him, Doug, and you're going to help me find him, and we're going to start at that fight.
Am I going to get it out?
You'll probably cough it up.
You think you'll be all right?
I hope not.
Look, are we going to rob this bookies or what?
Yes, big man.
What are we waiting for, anyway?
We are waiting for a man with four fingers carrying a briefcase, Tyrone.
And why is that?
Because the deal is, the Russian gets the case, and we get the money.
What's in the case?
Oh, for fuck's sake, Tyrone. Just concentrate on the steering wheel.
Jesus.
Pardon my small chest.
You're somewhere aware of that, my son. That's why we're here. Well done. This is the bad boy.
Oh, really? I thought it was the front.
Probably not my truck.
We know that. That's exactly why we're here.
Tickets.
Are we ever going to get into this place? Huh?
Abby, you've got to understand. This ain't exactly Vegas, and this ain't exactly legal.
I'm not looking for Vegas, and I'm not looking for legal. I'm looking for Frankie fucking Fourfingers.
I know that, and he said that's it. He said he's going to be here.
Well, if there's gambling involved, he'll be here.
Let's not have a fuck up. You're not going to let us down, are you?
He's going down in the fourth. Don't you worry about that. Peter.
fool, was that him?
I don't know. How many fingers did he have?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get the binoculars out in time.
Look, well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Do you know who this coffee belongs to?
Look, if you know what's good for you, you give me everything you've got.
Fish, what are you doing up there? What does it look like I'm doing up here? Is it starting to hurt, Solomon?
Drop the screen now. How are you doing, Vince?
I'll be doing a lot better. You stop using my name.
Fill that back.
All bets are off.
I am not in here to make a fucking bet.
Appreciated. But all bets are off. If all bets are off, then there can't be any money, can there?
I ain't fucking buying that.
Well, that's Andy, because I ain't fucking selling it. It's a fact.
What have you got?
Nothing really. A few coins, but no notes.
Ah! Show me your ass. You got five fingers. God!
Copper coins.
What do you mean? Copper fucking coins!
Won't open because it's a security door.
Oh,
no.
My leg. What are you moaning about? Didn't even touch it. We're fucked. What the fuck are you two doing?
Get us out of here, Tyrone. Tyrone, what are you doing? Get us out of here!
Who the fuck is this man, Tyrone?
It's a man with four fingers and a briefcase, Finnick.
In the red corner, we have the young Adam Challenge.
So, Mickey, you're going down in the fourth. Is that clear?
Just make sure he doesn't tell me before the fucking twice.
So give it up for the bone crunching, one punch machine gun. Mickey! And in the other corner!
I know he looks like a fat fucker. Well, he is a fat fucker, but he's dirty and he's dangerous.
The man
behind!
Coming!
I'm trying to look at the
I've just done fucking 40 grand, damn you. What's the fucking crack?
I'll make it up to you.
I ain't fucking at me, Big Top.
I'll make it up to you, I promise. Stand on me. Oh, the fucking pipe has put me in it.
Well, thanks for the tip, Big Top.
Listen, you fucking fringe. If I throw a dog a bone, I don't want to know if it tastes good or not. You stop me again whilst I'm walking, and I'll cut your fucking Jacobs off.
He's here. Will you explain it to him?
What are you doing with him?
The case was attached to his arm.
So why didn't you chop it off?
Why? We ain't fucking butchers, Boris.
But he has the case.
Look, we... Well, you have a problem.
What?
There weren't much cash at the bookies.
Okay. Here's the 10 grand.
No. Keep it. We want this. Well, at least half of this.
What was in the case was mine. What was in the bookies was yours. Okay? Well, it wasn't much. But here's the 10 large to help the situation.
No, I'm afraid it's too late for that. We want half of this. And that's because we're being generous. I mean, we could, by all rights, keep the old fucking stone, Boris.
Joe!
Drop the gun, fat boy.
You fucking idiots. He could not know my name. Give me the stone.
It's in the case.
What?
It's in the case.
You put the stone in the case. Then open the case and give me the stone.
The only man who knew the combination. You just shot.
It's not too clever to hang about after Mickey's performance. Brit's up in Shore. He'll be looking to kill Tommy, Mickey, and myself. I know he's looking for us, but I don't have a choice. I'm having to leave the country, but I need money to do so. And any money I have is in the safe, which is in the office. Once I have that, it's...
Oink, oink.
Shit.
So that's where you keep the sugar.
Brings you to it. Run out of pants to sniff.
That sounds like hostility, doesn't it, John?
Oh, and we don't like hostility, do we, Errol?
No, we don't, John.
I just had them polished. Go and put the kettle on.
You take sugar?
No, thank you, Fergus. I'm sweet enough.
Here's now your problem. Okay? You can keep the 10 grand along with the body, but if I see you again, you motherfuckers. Well, look at here.
I've got a bare knuckle fight in a couple of days. I want to use the pikey.
All right. Of course.
Of course, fucking of course. I wasn't asking, I was telling. But this time, I do want him to go down in the fourth. And I do mean it this time. Now, I know you come back here to open your safe. So now you can open it. He's been a busy little bastard, that Turgish.
I think you've let him get away with enough already, Governor.
It can get you into a lot of trouble, thinking, Errol. I shouldn't do so much of it.
Right, that takes care of one little piggy. Now find me the silly sods who blagged the bookies. Find them today.
Morning to you, Miss O'Neill.
Coming.
Got a snake in the grass, ain't you, Tommy? Where did they come from?
You're looking for my boy, are you?
Do you know where I can find him, Mrs. O'Neill?
Yeah.
I suppose you'd like to share that information with me, would you?
I don't want you getting my boy into any trouble. Do you hear me? He's my only boy, and he's a good boy. He's coursing.
What's coursing? Hare coursing. They set two lurchers, their dogs, before he was, on a hare. And a hare has to outrun the dogs.
So what if it doesn't?
What a big rabbit gets fucked, doesn't it?
Proper fucked.
Yeah, Tommy. Before the Germans get there.
Do you know these tits, Errol?
I know a lot of tits, Governor. But I don't know any quite as fucking stupid as these two.
John?
I can't help, Gov.
Ah, Tyrone. You silly fat bastard.
Well, do you want to do it?
That depends.
On what?
On you. Hey, this caravan. Not the Rouge, but the Rose.
It's not the same caravan.
It's not the same fight.
What's the fucking size of the last one?
Turkish. The fight is twice the size. And my master needs a caravan. I'd like to look after me man. It's a fair deal. Take it.
Mickey, you're lucky we aren't worm food after your last performance. By the Tarts Mobile Palace, there's a little fucking rich. I wasn't calling your mum a tart. I just meant...
Now, save your breath and curd your pies. Hey, look, so it's a heck of two roof lights. The sound of frame furniture. And the scotter cushions with the matching shack by cover. Yeah. Right. It's a terrible parcel to the party with the blue bags. Have I made myself clear, boys?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear, Mickey, yeah. Just give me 1 minute to confer with my colleague. Did you understand a single word of what he just said?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Fucker.
How about you for it?
You'll what?
You better for it.
What, like Tommy did last time? Do me a favour?
I'll do you a favour. You have first me. If I win, I get a caravan. And the buyers get a pair of them shoes. If I lose... Ah, fuck it. I'll do the fight for free.
Now, the last thing I really want to do is bet a pike. However, I don't really have much of a choice. Somehow, I've got to get him to fight. But if I lose, well, I don't even want to think about losing. Okay. I reckon the hair gets fucked.
What? Proper fuck.
You got that, London.
Hey, we're on.
We'll be right back.
Who's proper fucked now then? There's something very wrong with this. It was us that wanted to buy a caravan off of him.
Well, why didn't you bust a cap in his ass then, Tommy? Mind you, you'd do more damage if you threw it at him.
What? You saying I can't shoot?
Oh no, Tommy. I wasn't saying you can't shoot. I know you can't shoot. What I was saying is, that £6 piece of shit stuck in your trousers there would do more damage if you fed it to him.
You're saying a gun don't work?
You tried it? Whoops.
I want to see that sneaky fucking Russian.
What has he got a TCOs on his head for?
To keep his head warm.
What happened to him?
He got shot in the face, Lincoln. I would have thought that was obvious.
What'd you do that for? You were staking for a rabbit? What do you want me to do about it?
Sort it out.
You're not a fucking witch doctor.
But you are a bad boy yardie. And bad boy yardies are supposed to know how to get rid of bodies.
I create the bodies. I don't erase the bodies.
It's like room, Governor.
Goody gumdrops. Get us a cup of tea, would you, Errol?
Grab hold of his legs.
What do you think I'm going to grab him by? His fucking ears.
Hope this is not a bad moment. Do you know who I am?
I do.
Good. That'll save me some time then.
Well, I don't.
You're always going to have problems lifting a body in one piece. Apparently the best thing to do is cut up a corpse into 6 pieces and pile it all together.
Would someone mind telling me? Who are you?
And when you've got your 6 pieces, you've got to get rid of them. Because it's no good leaving it in the deep freeze for your mum to discover now, is it? Then I hear the best thing to do is feed them to pigs. You've got to starve the pigs for a few days. Then the sight of a chopped up body will look like curry to a piss head. You've got to shave the heads of your victims and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggy's digestion. You could do this afterwards, of course, but you don't want to go sieving through pig shit now, do you? They will go through bone like butter. You need at least 16 pigs to finish the job in one sitting, so be wary of any man who keeps a pig farm. They will go through a body that weighs 200 pounds in about 8 minutes. That means that a single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute. Hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind. Now, I mean, if you wouldn't mind telling me who the fuck you are, apart from someone who feeds people to pigs, of course.
Do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent. Personified in this case by a horrible cunt. Me. Gentlemen.
Why can't you find me, Frankie, Doug?
Avi, what do you want me to do? I'm not a bounty hunter.
What about Tony? You know, bullet tooth Tony.
Who's bullet tooth
Tony?
You silly fuck.
He's a liability.
He'll find you Moses in the burning bush if you pay him to.
You are gonna die, Tony.
He got shot 6 times and the bullet's moulded in skulls.
I shoot you! You go down!
Yeah, he's got 2 in his teeth that Dad did for him. So he loves Dad.
Well, you fucking die!
He's the best chance you've got of finding Frankie.
6 times?
In one sitting.
We're in trouble now. Well, that sounds promising. What are we waiting for?
I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Hey, I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. Oh, I'm coming.
Bonjour.
What have you got to tell me that's so fucking important?
Mr. Bulford, why do you think we got a dead man? Missing an arm in our office.
Talk to me. Tell me.
4 days. You give us 4 days, and I will get you a stone the size of a fucking home. I kid you not.
What do you think, Errol?
I think we should drip dry him, Governor, while we've got the chance.
It was a rhetorical question, Errol. What have I told you about thinking? You've got 48 hours.
Yeah.
If you keep that silly fat wanker, the lads can't lift it. 48 hours. After that, it's your family. And the pigs finish what the dogs don't do.
So what should I call you? Should I call you, Bullet, Tooth?
You can call me Susan if it makes you happy.
Tony, there was a man I'd like you to find.
Well, that depends on all the elements in the equation. How many are there?
40,000.
Where was he last seen?
At a bookies.
Bookies? Pass us the blow, Susie.
A bookie's got blagged last night.
Blagged? Speak English to me, Tony. I thought this country's fond of fucking language, and so far nobody seems to speak it.
Blagged?
Robbed.
We've got to go and see a man that looks like he might know something.
I need a go.
You don't rosebud me, old son. You need me.
I fucking black ink all over fuck boy mind. You can stain for fucking life. Can add another golden retriever as well. Fucking hell, my sister.
Alright, mullet.
How you doing, Tony? You alright, mate?
Nice tie.
How do you want about that much these days, Tony?
What do you know? Still warm the blood that courses through my veins. Unlike yours, mullet. I want to know Black Bricktop's bookies.
Do me a favour, Tony.
I will do you a favour, mullet. I'll not bash the living fuck out of you in front of all your girlfriends here.
Gonna make it worth my while, mate. Jesus, Tony, you know who that is, man.
Oh! Comfortable, mullet? Seems sadly ironic it's that tie that's got you into this pickle. And you take all the time you want, mate.
What the fuck's it there, John?
Driving down the street with your head stuck in my window. What do you think I'm doing, you clean ass?
What do you do?
You're using dog shit for toothpaste, mullet.
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't think I'll slow down. I think I'll speed up. Play some music if you want. Oh, I love this track. I want to know Black Bricktop's boogies. Yes, mullet?
I'm going to do one guy vodka. I'm a porn shop with whiskey.
You better not be telling me porky pies.
I'm fucking telling you, 2 black guys work a porn shop at fucking Smith Street.
It's very effective, Tony. It's not too subtle, but effective. Are we taking him with us?
A Russian.
A Russian?
Well, to be technical, he's an Uzbekistanian, but...
Uzbekistanian? I've been dealing with those sneaky Russian dogs. Give me a name.
You're enough. Boris. Boris the Blade?
Yeah.
As in Boris the Bullet Dodger.
Why do they call him the Bullet Dodger?
Because he dodges bullets heavy.
He won't fight unless we buy his mum a caravan.
and you've nicked all our savings.
In the quiet words of the Virgin Mary, come again.
He's a stubborn bastard. He said he's got to look after his mum.
Are you taking the piss?
What can I do?
I can't make him do it, can I?
You're not much good to me alive, are you, Turkish? He's a useless shite, that boy. Punish him for me, Errol. I want that pikey to fight.
Smashing up our arcade might help me to persuade Mickey to fight. And if that wasn't enough, he thought it would be a good idea to burn Mickey's mum's caravan while she was asleep in it.
Me and I'll fucking shoot you.
Calm down, son. Behave yourself.
I've got the gun, son. I think it's you who should behave. What? You want to see if I've got the minerals?
Jesus. Sorry, Mickey.
Did you do it? So why are you sorry for it?
What the fuck are you still doing here?
Damn, come back!
You got some cars on you.
Fuck off, Dad.
Fuck off!
Damn.
How silly do I feel? His mum is still smoking next to us. I know I'm asking him to fight.
I'll do the fight before he causes any more carnage.
And if he'd said no, could have been a shite sight worse.
Russians. Russians. Should have known. Anti-Semite, slippery Cossack sluts. What do you know about this guy?
Ex-KGB cancer. He was a highly trained undercover agent. He'll be impossible to track down.
Yeah?
Dad, there's a strange man down here who wants to sell us an 84-carat stone.
Where does he come from?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. He's got a thick Russian accent.
What was I supposed to do? He set the dogs on me, look.
That sneaky fucking Russian. No wonder he didn't want to do it.
First things first. One of us. Tyrone, you get round to the Russians. The second you see him, you give us a call. Now.
He's a right handful, this fella. So watch out.
I hate Russians.
I'll take care of him.
It's all yours, Rosebud, old son.
Not a problem.
You're gonna have to get me to a doctor. Shoot that fuck! Then, get me to a doctor.
Okay, yeah, but first we get the stone, Rosie. First the stone, and then I'll get you to a doctor. Not just any doctor, boy, Jack. I'm gonna get you to a nice Jewish doctor. Find a nice Jewish doctor.
Get his keys and find out exactly where the stone is.
I think that you got something to tell us.
Easy. Take it easy, Rosie.
Oi!
Do you want him to be able to talk or not?
What the fuck do you mean, replicas?
They look the shit, don't they? And nobody is going to argue. And I've got some extra loud blanks just in case.
In case we have to deafen them to death.
Yeah.
Boris is here.
We're coming over. You hold him there.
Hold on. He's not on his own.
We're off.
Very industrious for a Cossack. Sneaky fucking Russian.
So where is he, Tyrone?
It's not just he. Three fellas went in the ass. And they locked Boris in the back of the car.
Why didn't you tell us, eh?
Oi, do they look odd? I hope they see.
All right, come on, let's get out of here.
What do you want to do about the Russian?
I want you to bury him.
All right.
I think we should get you a new gun. But this time, try it.
How far to the Russians?
We'll be there in a minute.
We're coming in.
Not so fast, mate. We can't take him now. We're going to have to follow him.
You shouldn't drink that stuff anyway.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's not in sync with evolution.
Shut up.
How do you want to get rid of him?
Well, do you want to shoot him?
It's a little noisy, isn't it?
Well, do you want to stab him?
Well, it's a little cold-blooded, isn't it?
Do you want to kill him or not?
I'll cut him. I got a blade.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Did they fire?
Of course they fire.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, they're replicas. What do you know about replicas?
What the fuck are you doing, Sullivan?
Well, you wanted to know whether or not they work.
I didn't mean to try it in the car, Sol. You arsehole!
What are you going to do with that?
Pick his teeth.
Wipe the fur off it and put it away.
Look, there's a proper blade back there.
Cows have only been domesticated in the last 8,000 years. Before that, they were running around as mad as lorries. The human digestive system hasn't got used to any dairy products yet.
Well, fuck me, Tommy. What have you been reading?
Let me do you a favour.
What's you? Want a knife?
Me? No, I wouldn't know what to do.
It's a knife, for God's sake. What have you used to keep your fool company all these years? A sharp side, a blunt side? Would you want a lesson? Is that Boris? You done.
What about Rosebud?
Well, you can bring him with you if you like. But which bit would you like to bring?
They're getting out. Follow them. Get down and follow them.
Cover yourself up, Abby. You're making a scene.
I'm sorry for causing you a scene, Tony.
Whoa. You are not taking that dog with you, Vince.
Well, I can't leave him in here, can I?
Point on the black stuff, landlord.
I thought you wanted to get cleaned up. The bathroom's back there.
Is the door open? Shouldn't think that's a good idea. Should we go in?
I don't want to go in there. It's a dangerous bastard. Taking too many disco biscuits in the heat of Russian disputations. He's got as many of these nuts as he has those nuts.
I don't care if he's got fucking hazelnuts. I want a gun that works. And I'm going to tell him.
Well, good time. Surely got those minerals. Come on, then. What the Germans getting? You just tell him who's in charge.
Boris.
I certainly told him, Tommy.
A drowning trout. Come and pick us up.
And Doug. Sharpish. I don't want to fuss. And I don't want to put a bullet in your face, but unless you give me exactly what I want, there will be fucking murders. What's your name?
Shooting.
Ooh.
Let go of the gun.
So... you're obviously the big dick. The man either side here are your balls. There are two types of balls. There are big brave balls, and there are little mincy faggot balls.
These are your last words, so make them a prayer.
Now, dicks have drive and clarity of vision, but they're not clever. They smell pussy, and they want a piece of the action. And you thought you smelt some good old pussy. And have brought your two little mincy faggot balls along for a good old time. But you've got your parties muddled up. There's no pussy here. Just a dose that'll make you wish you were born a woman. Like a prick. You're having second thoughts. You're shrinking. And your two little balls are shrinking with you. And the fact that you've got replica written down the side of your gun. And the fact that I've got Desert Eagle. .50. Written on the side of mine. Should precipitate your balls into shrinking along with your presence. Now, fuck off.
Fuck you. Shoot me.
I will. I'll shoot you.
Master McCage, or I shoot you.
You know what? Fuck you too.
Go ahead. You do me a favor, you Russian.
Fuck. Go ahead.
You. Drop guns.
Fuck you!
Okay.
Abby?
Pull your socks up!
Get out of here.
Get me out of here.
doing here?
Fuck you!
Where's the case?
You bitch.
Don't take the piss, Boris.
I show you. No. Fuck you! Almost.
Fuck's sake. Fuck you and all. Lucky bastard.
Jeez, it's flawless.
Don't get attached to it. It's going to brick top. Leave the dog here.
So, why don't we just...
leave. Because life's too short, Vincent. And it'll get a lot fucking shorter if Bricktop wishes it to be. Now leave that dog here.
I'm going to leave the dog here. Don't worry about it.
And if that pikey mutt does any damage, you're going to pay.
Sinka.
I don't want to go in there. You'll never see me again.
Well, we won't if you don't. All right. You give me the stone and I will give it to Bricktop. Yeah?
All right. Give me a minute.
It's a bit fiddly.
What is he doing down there?
Well, I put it down there in case we got mugged.
You ain't from this planet, are you, Vincent? Who is going to mug two black fellas holding pistols sat in a car that's worth less than your shirt?
Bullet Tooth Tony and his friend Desert Eagle .50.
What have they got to do with anything?
They're both staring straight at me.
You should never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. Now, out of the car, and leave your water pistols behind.
Look, just tell him the stone's back at the office. I think that's enough.
Was he sweating, Gorgeous?
Never
mind. Tell me, why's your skin leaking?
I'm a little worried, actually, Turkish.
Worried about what?
What happens if the gypsy knocks the other man out? I mean, he's done it before, hasn't he?
We get murdered before we leave the building, and I imagine we get fed to the pigs.
Well, I'm glad to see you're climbing the walls in fucking anxiety. Pardon my cynicism, but I don't exactly trust the pikey.
Don't think I haven't thunk about that one, Tommy. It's his mum's funeral tonight. God bless her. You know those gypsies like a drink at a wake. Not worried about whether Mickey knocks the other man out. Worried about whether Mickey makes it to the fourth fucking round.
Well, what if he doesn't make it to the fourth round?
We get murdered before we leave the building. And I imagine we get fed to the pigs.
So why are you so calm? I said...
I heard what you said, Tommy. It's not as though we've got a choice now, is it? You show me how to control a wild fucking gypsy, and I'll show you how to control an unhinged, pig-feeding gangster. Bollocks, I'm going for a walk.
Funky in here, isn't it?
Open the window. People live like animals. And where's the stone?
Come on, where is it?
It's over here.
Where?
I left it in a box.
It's empty. I'm getting heartburn. Tony, do something terrible.
No, I'm being serious. The dog. The dog must have had it.
Now, let's have a look, shall we? Tony?
What?
Look in the dock.
You mean look in the dock?
I mean open him up.
It's not a fucking tin of baked beans. What do you mean open him up?
You know what I mean. That's a bit strong, isn't it?
No, you can't do this. Fucking screeching!
Man, you never heard a dog squeaking for you?
Goddamn dog!
Thank God for that.
I hate fucking dogs. Come on, Tony.
Anything to declare?
Yeah.
Don't go to England.
That dog is going to go back to the campsite, so I'm telling you, it always does.
Has the dog got to find the campsite, Venom?
Have you smelt the campsite, Sol?
All right. But we're going to have to wait until it gets light. And we have got to get rid of these bodies. That one over there with the tea cozy, he said, starting to stink.
Right. Let's stick them in the car and then go look for a pig farm.
Feeling all right, Mickey? Need a drink?
You can't give him a drink.
It's not for him, it's for me. He's an odd bastard, this Goodnight Anderson. So pay attention to what you're doing. All right, Mickey? Mickey? Did he have a shake?
If you see the pikey, Turkish or his girlfriend, come out before me. Shoot the bastards. Well, come on, we got a fight to go through.
Oh, we're going to get a fucking better show this time.
Because we'll make up for it. Mickey's going down in the fourth. Now, Terry over there's in charge of the bets. Now, you have to forgive me.
I'll forgive you if he goes down this time.
Are all there's down at the campsite?
They're over there now, Governor.
I fucking hate pikeys.
How long have we got to stay here? As long as it takes, now shut up.
Fucking ain't pikeys.
Is he fucking stoned?
It's like that before a fight.
Do you know when you're going down?
Of course he knows when he's going down.
Boy, fuckface. Who's speaking to you? He asked him, didn't he?
Fuck face. It's like that one, Al. I'll have to remember that one next time I'm climbing up for your mum.
Not now.
That'll be the throes of a fight. Be nice. Nice. That'll be the one. And then you're yours.
There's a campsite full of pikers who might not think you're so fucking funny. Not when they're putting out the flames on their children's backs. Now get up and have a fucking fight.
Understand the consequences of what will happen if you knock that man out. Do not knock him out, Ricky. Dancing like a fairy. They'll hang us with the ring ropes if they think it's rigged. Get out there and hurt him. For fuck's sake, do not knock him out.
Now, we are fucked.
We're out of here.
Stupid fucking pikey. Those bricktops got a dozen keen to kill monkeys with shotguns sitting outside his campsite. Once the campsite's wiped out, I know it's going to be the same for us. You ever cross the road and look the wrong way?
Give me that fucking shooter!
Then, hey, presto, there's a car nearly on you. So what do? Something very silly. You freeze, and your life doesn't flash before you because you're too fucking scared to think. You just freeze and pull a stupid face. But the pikey didn't. Why? Because he had plans on running the car over. It had previously occurred to me that the gypsy had taken the demise of his mother rather lightly. For every action, there's a reaction. And a pikey reaction. It's quite a fucking thing.
To me. If you want your friend to hear you, you'll have to talk a lot louder than that.
Give me that fucking shooter.
I'll give you a shooter, you cunt. That is when I clocked the pike. He had money riding on himself. That's the reason the bastard never goes down when he's supposed to. We've been tucked up. While he's been cleaning up. We're worse off now than when we started. The next day we went to the campsite. But the gypsies had disappeared during the night. Which was probably a good thing. Considering they'd just buried 12 people, somewhere in the area.
Where is he?
In fucking air, that's for sure.
We can't ask a man to fight for us if we can't find him, can we?
You won't find a pikey that doesn't want to be found, Tommy. Could be in a campsite and camp a fucking cheer by now. Now, bollocks. Come on.
You doing this?
What's it got to do with you?
So, what you doing here?
Taking the dog for a walk. What's the problem?
What's in the car?
Seats and a steering wheel.
What do you know about gypsies?
No, they're not to be trusted.
Well, I'll get your dog. On your way.
It's a dog, Tommy.
Hey?
It's a dog.
Come on, boy. Come on, Daisy. Now, Daisy!
He loves that dog. Always playing silly games. Stop messing about, Tommy, and get it in the car. Tommy!
Good boy. Good boy. Good boy, Daisy. Good boy.
Could you tell me why you got a dead man with an arm missing in your boot?
Hey, George. Is that a tea cosy on his head?
Well, you love a dog, don't you, Tommy? Tommy persuaded me to keep the dog. I eventually agreed, as long as he took it to a vet. Couldn't stand that squeaking anymore. The vet found half an undigested chew, a squeaky toy, and an 84-carat diamond lodged in its stomach. It's quite amazing what can happen in a week. Don't even shut it up, though. So what do? You go to see the man that knows about these sort of things.
So what do you think? Do you know anyone who'd be interested?
I'm mine.